All right, what's up, Spaceship Earth, Star Tribe, Star Family? Thanks for tuning in. This is a red alert. I'm going to go deep tonight in what I've been talking about for a while, but it is so apparent now. We've been hearing it all over. If you haven't yet, you're going to hear it first right here. mRNA is going in the food. It has been in our food, and so is nanoparticles. Over 2,000 items have been approved for nanoparticles. Now, you may be asking yourself, like, why would they be putting this in the food? Well, it's because so many of us did not get this, right? The Jim Jones juice, that they're now putting in our food to get the rest of us that have it. This is why. Go to quantumcollective.world and check out our ancient grains. We have lentils, chickpeas, basmati rice, and bulgur. We get it from Turkey, the product of Turkey. It's one of the only countries in the world that has a total ban on Monsanto and GMOs and pesticides. Look it up for yourself. This is why we got into the food. We just got some more pallets in. We got thousands of pounds. If you need good, clean, non-GMO, good organic food, this is why we did it. We did it so we could help feed the tribe. People may say we're just doing this to sell a product. We're doing this to get our tribe good food. This is how we eat it. It's the only good food. The food in the U.S. is corrupt. There is no organic food. If you go to our website, quantumcollective.world, you will see on our products links to websites that have the approved list of chemicals for organic food in the U.S. So again, nothing in the U.S. is organic. Okay, that means Whole Foods, Sprouts, Trader Joe's, all of it's hijacked, all of it's corrupt. Now let's jump into some articles because I like to show you firsthand so you can see yourself where I get this information. I've done a lot of research for years and for months, but let's just go to a few things. I'm not going to go too deep today in this, but I just want to show you. Let me share my screen and we're going to jump into this. And this is just shocking, some of the stuff I've even learned today. And here we go. All right, let's go to the first video here. I'm just going to play a quick minute of it so you can see for yourself what is going on.
Genetic editing of plants to contain edible vaccines is well underway. Work is being done with bananas, potatoes, tomatoes, lettuce, rice, wheat, soybeans, and corn. Companies like Medicago are using gene editing to turn plants into mini bioreactors.
Medicago's manufacturing facility looks like a nursery, but inside these plants, they're growing a new kind of vaccine. The technology is called a virus-like particle.
At Medicago, we use a careful step-by-step process to develop vaccines, using our plants as mini bioreactors. We start with the gene sequence or code of a virus. We then use our technology to synthesize the virus code into a real biological product. The code contains genetic instructions that our plants can read, and we insert it into bacteria.
Biological weapon, and it's manipulating your DNA. It's telling you right here. They make it sound so cute and nice, though.
Yeah, called Agrobacterium gymnotaceus. We submerge the plants in a bath with the bacteria that carries the information into the plant cell. And using a vacuum, we suck out the air between the plant cells and replace it with a liquid. The plants absorb it like a sponge. At the end of their bacterial bath, we return our plants to a carefully controlled greenhouse to let them get on with their natural growing business for at least 4 days. Now the plants will start producing the most important ingredient of our vaccines. Virus-like particles.
Gene editing is now official.
Okay, get this video out to your family and friends. I don't know how long it will last on these networks, especially YouTube, but they're telling you here, this is for real. This is happening and it's been happening. Let's jump to the next article here. This was put out by attorney Thomas Rentz. If you don't know him, check him out. He's been phenomenal since the whole scamdemic has begun. This guy's been out there at the forefront, putting up many lawsuits against the federal government. He goes into an article here. I'm not going to play this video, but another article about mRNA gene therapy is coming to the food supply. It's this month, April. It's going live. It's actually gone live already, but mainstream food supply is this month. Next one. Rentz, Missouri House testimony. Biotech admits Gates GMO factory food is a gene therapy. Now, this happened in the house in the Tennessee. On the main floor, we had some people testifying, and they said right there in the House of Representatives in Tennessee that this is official. This is happening. Not Tennessee, Missouri. And this is happening. You know, just read the article for yourself. Check this out. Bill and Melinda Gates, you know who they're part of. You know what club they roll with. They're not on our team. So again, another article. Biotech lobbyists in Missouri oppose the HB1169 gene therapy disclosure informed consent. Bill admit that GMO food like the type Bill Gates is pushing to manufacture, fake meat, are the foods going to be next with mRNA vaccines. Now, send this to your family and friends. So I'm going to show you proof here in just a minute that this is not conspiracy theory. So then I went ahead and I just searched, you know, before the video, mRNA and U.S. food supply. And of course, fact checkers, they say there's no evidence the human food supply in the United States contains mRNA vaccines. Oh, there's no evidence. And here is USA Today. Fact check by the transgenders. Fact check, false claim, mRNA vaccine are in the food supply. Oh, another one. False claim, right? But then I went to the FDA website, fda.gov. What does that headline say? FDA approves first COVID-19 vaccine for the food supply. These lying motherfuckers. The FDA, the Food and Drug Administration for the food supply, this goes into it right here with Pfizer and biotech, COVID-19. Okay? Here we go. And again, you can look this up yourself. Google and look this stuff up. You could also find on the FDA website the approved nanoparticles food that they've approved it in, which has been over 2,000. I'm going to show you that also here in a second. Check this out. Nanoparticles in your food. You're already eating them. What's engineered in a lab, added to processed foods, and never labeled? Nanotechnology involves the engineering and manipulation of particles at the nano size, billions of a meter. This is already in the food. This is why we don't buy any food unless we know who grows it, who touches it. Check this out. Here is a list of all foods that contain titanium dioxide, also filled with nanoparticles. Oh, look at these. Your common foods. M&M's, Jell-O, Kool-Aid, Pop-Tarts. I used to love Pop-Tarts. Not anymore. Literally filled with these chemicals and nanoparticles. Now, why would they be feeding us nanoparticles with titanium dioxide? I'm going to get to that in a minute. The rabbit hole gets deeper. Now, they're filling us with mRNA vaccines in the food, manipulating our genes and our DNA. They're feeding us nanoparticles in the food as well, filled with heavy metals, titanium dioxide being one of them. Even in some of my favorite foods, like bananas, that's why I don't buy bananas from Whole Foods, even organic, it's all hijacked. Stop eating the food from the stores. You got to go local. This is the split. 15-minute cities, digital ID, vaccines, or living self-sustained, new earth, growing your own food, gardening, or getting food like we got from only one of the only countries in the world, quantumcollective.world. We do bulk orders too. If you want 100 pounds, if you want 500 pounds, we put them in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers inside. Get your food. Get it, because it's going to go dry. The food crisis is real. I'm going to do another video on that. So here it just goes on and on explaining it, and then I'm going to jump to the next article. Okay, nanotechnology used in COVID vaccines, 2,000 foods goes unlabeled. I can't even think of 2,000 foods in Publix or Whole Foods or Trader Joe's or, you know, Walmart. I mean, 2,000 foods. A new ingredient, nanotechnology has become widely used in food production and manufacturing since the 1990s, and its components are unimaginably small, 100 billion of strand of hair. Therefore, our food, color, brightener, creamer, and crunchier. So they're saying they're spraying this stuff to make it last longer, to make it taste better. That's the excuses that they're using. Now, check this out. Nanotechnology is currently being used in two of the three mRNA COVID vaccines in the United States. We know that. FDA looks closer. The FDA, the agency charged with overseeing these additives, has begun to weigh the health risks of nanosized additives. Oh, they're just now looking at it. Oh, imagine that. In 2011, the FDA Nanotechnology Task Force was created to coordinate the efforts and research scientists in the United States and internationally. It goes our off to train staff in the latest science and state-of-the-art facilities. So they started this in 2011. They actually formed a task force on nanotechnology. Okay. By 2020, the FDA reported that applications for the approval of products containing nanotechnology has skyrocketed in the last 10 years. There are 1,900 to 2,500 food products that have nanotechnology in it. They're spraying it. They're putting it in the boxes. It goes deep, literally. That's probably every food you could even think of in Publix or Walmart or wherever else you go shopping, Whole Foods, Sprouts, Trader Joe's. They're all hijacked. So then I went to the FDA website and, nanotechnology programs at the FDA, at FDA.gov. This is on their website. This is on their website. The Nanotechnology Task Force, their reports. They even have lists of all the foods on here. Do the research yourself. It's crazy. And the big question goes to, now, why are they doing all this? A, we know, depopulation. And B, just one more reason why. WEF, the World Economic Forum, wants to lobotomize the human race to become 6G antennas. And I have read about this technology for a long time. This is not woo-woo. This is quoted themselves by saying it. The 6G technology is going to use us because we are going to be filled with these nanoparticles, which form antennas inside of us using fullerene buckyballs, which we are not cool with fullerene C60. We have learned. Recently, C60 is carbon-based. We are ascending to silica. We don't want that. So they're going to be using these antennas that find themselves inside you. This is what Morgellons is. Research that. And we'll be using humans for the antennas. You thought 5G was bad. You thought 5G was bad. Wait till 6G. These mother... Are you kidding me? This is real. I'm showing it to you so you can show it to your family and friends. Get some good, true organic food. Get it while we still have it available, while we still can get it, because it's on right now. That's why I'm putting out this red alert. Star Tribe, Star Family, get this video out. Get this information out. I'm showing it to you firsthand. Look it up yourself. Do your own research. Again, don't always listen to me. Do your own research, but smarten up, educate yourself. The final battle is here, and they're coming for the food. Check out quantumcollective.world. Jonah Bolt out. Love y'all. Blessings.